Without the ability to preserve food, it becomes impossible to trade it over long distances, to supply an army or navy, to explore, or even to survive changing conditions, such as the onset of a hard winter. It's fundamental to the human species, and as a technology, may even predate the use of tools. It is possible that the discovery of how a temporary feast can be kept for leaner times was simply in the sun-dried carcass of a dead prey animal or fruit. Or perhaps it was the wholesome flavour and lasting goodness of something kept close by the earliest domestic fires and thus smoked. One thing is certain. Curing is something that we discovered rather than invented, and our relationship with the other species involved in our food systems defines a great deal about us, just as it does for any other animal. How we farm livestock is one example, but it's the invisible which is most important of all. There is something quite magical about curing, something literally from the gut, and at present, science cannot fully explain it. So the story of curing starts not with the birth of our species, but much, much earlier. It's a tale that unfolds as the first burgeoning life eked out an existence among the darkest recesses of the planet. Other creatures conquered the globe before us in layers of increasing complexity, each in equilibrium with the other. It's a tale that takes us from volcanic vents in the sea floor, to caves deep in the Earth's crust, to ancient biblical rivers, and which follows our own migration across the Earth. Taken together, the components of curing have helped to define cultures, have pervaded our language, caused wars, and yet brought people together in times of untold hardship. In other words, it is very important indeed. Today, technology outstrips anything we've known in the past. But some things remain fundamental and don't just change with the tides of human endeavour. By following the origins of curing in this programme, chasing it from one place to another as the chapters unfold, we rediscover lost ideas, flavours, and techniques that will not only still work today, but might be invaluable for the future. Curing is somewhere between art and science, a kind of alchemy that we can see working and that we can all do. This is the whole story of how it works and why.